the last number of years, we've been consistently having problems with this water line, and Irish Water needs to find a long-term solution. This corridor here in the water is on a boating line. It was reported to me there this week alone, yet again, that a small craft hit it. I rang Irish Water and I told them that this isn't something that they can just leave on the long finger like some of the other things. This has to be responded to immediately in the interest of health and safety. But the island community are now returning to Gola, as they do every year for their 3, 4, 5 months to stay on the island, and we can't afford not to have water yet again. So Irish Water needs to come up with a proper solution, not doing what they've been doing this last number of years, because it's clearly not working.
And we did see last year with staycations a big influx of people travelling to Gola for day trips and excursions. You know, while you're looking for a long-term solution, you really do need an interim solution before the summer months.
Absolutely. We saw the footfall last year on our smaller islands, and very much on Gola Island, being shipped out by the cricket, by Saba, and the footfall was absolutely overwhelming. So it's really important that we have proper infrastructure. There's no point advertising the Wild Atlantic Way and our beautiful islands and our beautiful Gaeltacht community if we don't have the services that people need, like water, like toilets, and proper road infrastructure. And yet again, Irish Water are now failing the West Donegal.